Brethren and Sisters, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, April 9, 1905. My dear brethren and sisters, I make this appeal to you. Send in your gifts and offerings to the work in Washington, that the buildings needed there may be erected. For many years, because of a lack of clear spiritual eyesight, this work has been neglected. But it is now to be earnestly carried forward. The work that has been done in the school buildings at Tacoma Park is in the order of God. A sanitarium is to be established, and a meeting house erected. Besides this, a building is to be erected in which the publishing work may be carried on. The completion of these important enterprises is to be our burden now. I know that doors are opening everywhere for the entrance of truth. In the providence of God, the way has been prepared for our people to occupy buildings in the best positions in Washington, that many may have the opportunity of hearing the reasons of our faith. I am instructed to say that the office of publication was not moved from Battle Creek any too soon. Washington and the other cities of the South are to hear the message of warning. I am also instructed to say that outward display is not to be allowed to absorb the means that should be used in bearing the message of salvation to a needy, sinful world. From town to town, from city to city, from country to country, the warning is to be proclaimed, not with outward display, but in the power of the Spirit, by men of faith. In the erection of the buildings in Washington, there is to be no extravagant outlay of means. And let all who take up the work in our large cities be careful in this respect. In no place should there be any needless expenditure of money. It is not by outward display that men and women are to learn what is comprehended by present truth. Our workers are to practice strict economy. God forbids all extravagance. Every dollar at our command is to be expended with economy. No great display is to be made. God's money is to be used to carry forward in His own way the work that He has declared must be done in our world. What every worker needs is a thoroughly converted mind and heart. Let each one look to God for His Holy Spirit and walk before Him in all humility of mind. Those who are working for God are not to trust in men or make flesh their arm. They are to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith, for aid and guidance. My heart has been heavily burdened as representations have been given me of the lack of wisdom that has been shown in the use of means. Night after night, I have been in great distress as I have seen the contrast between the work of our Master and the efforts of those who desire to make a display. Christ could have called to His side the armies of heaven and marched through the streets of Jerusalem as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But He did not do this. No pomp or display marked His work. Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, He said, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. Luke 9, verse 58. How little good is done compared with that which might be done were the Lord's money expended in a way that would honor Him. Night after night, I am awakened out of sleep with the burden upon me, and I am bidden not to withhold the message of the Lord's disapproval. God will not pass over a wasteful expenditure of His means. He is today testing men and women to see who are fit to give the last message of warning to our world. Who will take up His work with humility and unselfishness, refusing to disregard the claims that God has upon every human being? Many are in danger, through worldliness and selfishness, of losing eternal life. The watchmen are to awake and watch for souls as they that must give an account. Money is called for, that new fields may be entered with the truth. From unworked places in this country and in far-off fields comes the call for workers. but the treasury is not supplied with sufficient means to send the workers who are waiting to go. The officers of the General Conference cannot but feel deeply distressed when they see that they cannot comply with the urgent appeals for men and means. The fields are all ripe for the harvest, and God's people are to bring every dollar that they can spare to His treasury. When this is done, the workers in needy fields will not call in vain for help.
God has a controversy with the people of this generation because they have been unfaithful in service. They have robbed Him by appropriating to selfish uses that which He has reserved for the proclamation of the gospel. They declare that God has deserted them. But He says, "I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts." But ye said, "Wherein shall we return?" Malachi 3, verse 6, 7. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, "Wherein have we robbed thee?" In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Do not bring upon yourselves the curse of robbing God of the means He has lent you in trust. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verses 8 to 10. The Lord has made us His stewards. He has placed His means in our hands for faithful distribution. He asks us to render to Him His own. He has reserved the tithe as His sacred portion to be used in sending the gospel to all parts of the world. My brethren and sisters, confess and forsake your selfishness, and bring to the Lord your gifts and offerings. Bring Him also the tithe that you have withheld. Come confessing your neglect. Prove the Lord as He has invited you to. I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land. Verses 11, 12. Church officers should faithfully set before the members the importance of paying tithe. They should set an example in accordance with the instruction given in the Word of God. If there are those who are weak in the faith, they are to labor earnestly for them, making the Bible the great instructor. What we should pray for now is men who know what is truth, and who will be as firm as a rock to principle. We need men who know what they believe, and who will hold fast to the truth. We are intensely desirous that the Washington Fund shall be closed as quickly as possible. I pray that the Lord God of Israel will furnish the means necessary for the accomplishment of the work in this important place. This means is in the hands of His stewards, and I pray that He will make them willing to give liberally. I know, my dear brethren and sisters, that you are often called upon to give. But what else can we do? We must call upon you in order that the gospel message may be sent all over the world. Will you not now send in your gifts and offerings, that the Washington Fund may be closed and the necessary buildings erected? Thus, you will be doing the very work that the Lord has pointed out should be done. Delay not in this important matter. Send in your gifts as soon as possible, that the work to be done in Washington may be accomplished, and the standard of truth planted in other places.